All right, Corey, we're going to start with the rewind.
Okay.
Central High School, Louisville.
All right.
All right. Now, you played defensive line. You had 91 tackles, 15 sacks, 5 caused fumbles. The one thing that stands out, 3 interceptions. 3 interceptions, big man.
You know, you just get lucky every now and again. You know, but those were the days, man. You're just out there playing. Really don't care about anything. You know, at the time, I was bigger than a lot of people that we played against. So, you know, it was really, really fun then, you know, because a lot of times, you know, you could just overpower people.
So basically it was just D-line, push your man back, tip the ball. You had 3 interceptions?
3 interceptions. 1 in a drop situation, a couple screens, actually. Yeah.
All right. Now here's another quirky piece of information. You're originally from the great state of Pennsylvania until you were a teenager, as am I. Pennsylvania, big state, football, but also wrestling. You were like an all-state caliber wrestler. You finished 6th in the state.
Well, I wrestled in Kentucky, and I got to Kentucky in 8th grade, and I didn't want to wrestle. It's kind of crazy. Our high school football coach had a requirement that everybody do another sport. So it was either pretty much go out for basketball or wrestle. So I decided to wrestle. And my freshman year, I didn't win any matches.
Wow.
I got drugged every single match, not even close.
Matt Byrne.
Yeah. So, you know, I stuck with it. And, you know, I had an opportunity. By the time I was a senior, I was actually pretty good. I lost maybe 5 or 6 matches, like 4 to the same guy. Ended up going to college and won state and all that good stuff. You know, and I made it to state semifinals, and I lost, and then that was it. And I just kind of was like, whatever, I'm through with this. And but it was really a great experience, and, you know, I think it's helped me incredibly in football, too.
Mm-hmm. No doubt. Body positioning, angles, leverage,
everything,
all that.
Everything.
Now, here's the thing. There's a guy sitting right out there. His name's Roddy White.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a 2-time state champion in wrestling. As things stand today, your height, your weight, his height, his weight.
Not
does
even
Roddy
close.
Stand a chance?
I would destroy Roddy.
2-time state champ now.
I don't care about that. I don't care anything about that. I would destroy Roddy. At this, you know, at this time, yeah, destroy him.
Can we make this happen this offseason?
Well, I don't know.
Don't worry, Smitty. After the season, Corey Peters, Roddy White. Let's sell tickets. Money can go to charity.
I know.
I mean, you're Water Maiden Man of the Year.
I'm down.
All right?
I'm really down for that.
All right. We're going to make this happen. Corey, you're a ridiculously smart guy. And just being around you, I know you're so quirky, and you can tell you're just one of those guys who's a lot smarter than the other people around. And there's always something going on up here.
I do think a lot.
I know you do.
I think a lot.
Introspective, man. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you were an all-SEC academic honor roll in 2007. Mm-hmm. Your major was secondary
social
studies education.
Mm-hmm.
Academics means a lot to you.
Yes.
Please tell any younger kid who may watch this, why is it important to study?
Well, first off, I think that, you know, my parents, I owe my parents a lot. My parents were the type of parents to not care about the football thing. My mom wouldn't let me play football if I had a C in high school. Even after, you know, the offer started coming in, she didn't care about any of it. Mm. So, you know, that's where it started. And then I just got to college, and I was really interested in the things I was learning, history, education, and really into things that happened in the past. I think it's very important for us to get a good understanding of it. You know, but furthermore, you know, the thing that I could never understand is, you know, somebody is providing you an opportunity to go to school for 4 years for free. They're making you go to class. They're making you study. They're making you do tutor sessions. Why wouldn't you graduate? Why wouldn't you take that seriously? Why wouldn't you, you know, take advantage of an opportunity that a lot of people don't get, especially a lot of people that I grew up with. They didn't have that opportunity. And, you know, as I look back on it today and the situations they're in and where they ended up, or, you know, I'm very happy that I took that seriously. You know, because as we all know, football is a, you know, it's a fun game, but it could be over just like that, you know, and it's you're only one play away from never being able to play again, and you always got to have something to fall back on.
Let's move into between the lines, because I want to talk about what you do in this community. Mm. Last year, you were the Walter Payton Man of the Year.
Yes, sir.
And that goes to the man who's respected amongst his teammates as the most involved in his community and selfless acts, making a difference in the community in which we live. And I can't say how proud I am to know you, because it takes the extra effort to be able to be that for a community. And why do you do that, man? I mean, you don't have to do that. Why?
In all honesty, you know, I feel like, you know, we were put in this position to be much more than football players. And I think football is just kind of a vehicle. It gives us a platform that allows us to get a kid to stop and listen for a minute. With this platform that God has provided us, I think that, you know, at the end of the day, when it's all said and done, we'll be held accountable for the influence that we use it for, whether it be positive or negative. And, you know, I think I learned, you know, early on in college that something that can be small to me can mean the world to somebody else. So, you know, it's really nothing for me to go and, you know, give up a few hours of my day to, especially with kids, you know, it's just so much influence you can have on them, you know. They look up to you so much, and, you know, whether they should or not, you know, I think it's very important for us to set a good example for them.
You talked about how when you lived in Pittsburgh and you moved to Kentucky and your family got split up a bit, but you have a brother and you still remain very close to him. Family's important to you. Chemistry and bond is important in the sport of football too. Do you have anybody here in the Falcons organization, either now or maybe in the years past, who've been like a big brother to you?
You know, I think that Vance Walker's a guy that I'm really close with. I think because when I came in, we were kind of in that same boat. Mm-hmm. You know, I guess a lot of people may not understand how a locker room works exactly. You know, you have your top tier players where, you know, they kind of, you know, they're established and they're pretty much set.
Yeah.
Then you have kind of your rookies and younger guys who are really trying to kind of step in and make a name for themselves. So when I got here, Vance was kind of in that same boat with me. We sit next to each other in meetings, and you know, we were kind of having some growing pains as a guy to kind of bounce ideas off of. Well, how you dealing with this? And you know, we became really close. Also, another guy is Sean Witherspoon, drafted the same year. Kind of was staying over there together, you know, in a hotel when we first moved down here. So we got to be pretty close. And, you know, a linebacker defensive tackle relationship is critical, because what I do directly affects him. So, you know, I try to do a good job, because I think that's the most important thing, is your teammates trust you and they know that they can count on you to do your job, you know, especially in this situation.
All right. So what we're going to do now is we're going to go inside the mind.
Okay.
And one of the things I want to talk about with you is perseverance, because you've had a lot of injuries.
Mm-hmm.
You know, seems like you're always battling something, but you always find a way to fight it.
Right.
You could have given up. You could have given in. Mm-hmm. What's one thing that goes on through your mind, or what's that mentality that keeps you going and keeps you you fighting?
I think that, you know, you just got to have a faith in God, and you know, you got to know that it's going to get better.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, with this football thing, you're pretty much guaranteed to get hurt at some point, you know, and it's an ongoing battle. So you just got to do what you can do, control what you can control, and, you know, just always keep the faith that, you know, no matter what happens, everything's going to get better. And, you know, if you work hard and all of that, you'll get back to where you were and improve.
You always see Corey. He's always smiling, always a smile on his face.
Yeah.
And I know, and in this world, in this environment, in the world out there, there's a lot of negative people,
right,
a lot of negative situations. How do you stay so positive?
Well, you know, I'm incredibly blessed. This is what I wouldn't rather be doing anything else right now with my life, you know. So I really try to keep that in the forefront. Sometimes it gets hard. Sometimes I don't want to get out of the bed and come to work in the morning. But I really got to keep that in mind. You know, I really couldn't have it any other way. There are plenty of people that would kill to be in this position. And, you know, I've been so incredibly blessed, you know, more than I could imagine. And, you know, so it's really easy to to keep a positive outlook on things and really think about where I could be right now.
Yeah, and I agree with you completely. I mean, whether you're a football player, pro athlete, a teacher, a coach, male person, whatever it is that you do,
right,
you're going to take your life for granted at times. You're going to forget that you are blessed no matter what you're doing, and
exactly.
there's a lot to be positive for. So you talked about you have to keep it on your mind. Is there something you do? Like, I know Mike Peterson, he puts up pictures of his kids in his locker, and that's his reminder of why he does this. One of the reasons why he does this. He wants a Super Bowl ring, too, but as I'm sure you do. But is there something that you do to help keep you grounded, focused on the task at hand?
Well, you know, I think I don't have any kids or anything like that, so, you know, but my brother, he's a year older than me. He's always been with me. He's never really played football, but he's been with me every step of the way. He's kind of been, like, my biggest supporter. You know, always text me before the games, call me before the games, call me the night before the games, and, you know, kind of, like, pep me up. You know, it's kind of funny sometimes, but, you know, he really keeps me going. He's like a constant reminder that, you know, this is what I love to do, you know. And we always – we've had long conversations. We've grown up. He's a lot smaller than I am. We would talk about, you know, playing in the NFL, me playing in the NFL. That really wasn't his dream. But, you know, and we've kind of been in this boat together, you know. So it's like every success that I've had, he's been there. And he celebrates sometimes more than me, you know. I can remember standing on the field senior night at Kentucky, and I came out of the tunnel, you know, before the game with all the, you know, they got the jersey out there and everything, and he's out there crying, just, and I was good, you know, I was good until I got out there and I seen that, I gave him a hug and, you know, just broke down, and we had a moment out there. So, I mean, it's just a beautiful relationship. He's been really a blessing to me. You know, and everything that I've done.
All right, so this is the fun stuff. We're going to do rapid fire inside the mind, okay?
Okay.
If you were a superhero, what would your name be?
Introspective Man.
Introspective Man.
That's what we'll roll with.
I like that. And what's his superpower? He just... he's so deep that he's even inside
deep.
Your mind.
He's deep. That's what he is. He's super deep. Probably overthinks everything.
Okay, so then what in this world would be Introspective Man's kryptonite?
Probably simple question.
That's perfect. I love it. Corey, on a scale of 1 to 10, how weird are you?
I think I'm a 10, you know. I'm a pretty weird guy. I think I'm weird. I think a lot of things I do are weird.
I agree with that. If you're not following Corey Peters on Twitter, it's at
CoreyPeters91.
You need to follow him. Sneak peek into how weird he is. He's definitely a 10.
Yeah.
if not an 11. All right. What's a hidden talent? If you had to be in a talent show, what would you do?
Ooh. I would dance.
Yeah?
I dance a lot at home.
Oh, look
but
out.
I feel like when big people dance in public, even though I'm technically sound, it just looks weird. But I feel like I'm getting it, you know.
It.
And my girl tells me I'm doing a good job.
I love it. It's kind of like a train wreck, you know. You don't want to look, but you have to.
That's
right.
It's
just incredible to see. all right. This may take some time to think, but what is your favorite quote? Do you have a favorite quote?
So, never be intimidated by the bigness of what God calls you to do. Whom he calls, he qualifies. Be greater is already in you.
I like that.
That's very good.
All right, Corey. This has been an awesome interview.
It's been fun.
I'm glad that the people get a glimpse inside the mind of Corey Peters. Before we go, three words that could describe Corey Peters in three words.
Three words.
Yeah.
Fun. let's see. The three good words. Driven. And I'll say thoughtful. How about that? That'll work.